It's Morning Edition, and on this Thursday morning, it is time for this week's Arts Crawl. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney, and I have Jamie Paisley here with me in the studio. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. It's nice to be back with another Arts Crawl.
Oh, it's my favorite time of the week. Tell us what's first on our list of events.
Sure. It's going to be in Old Town Lansing at the Mica Gallery. They're featuring two Michigan artists kind of side by side in this exhibition that they're called Trapped in Gray. The artists Jessica Kovan and K.W. Bell, they are being shown in both painting and sculpture. And the goal of it is to reflect how they are shaped by and we are shaped by, trapped in and growing from light and dark and that complexity of the time period we're living in. Hence the title, Trapped in Gray. So again, that's going to be at the Mica Gallery, and the opening of it is going to be Friday at 5 o'clock and lasting for a few hours. There is also going to be a dance component of this opening of the exhibition coming up at Mica.
Okay, so it's not black, it's not white, but
gray.
It is gray.
Very much so. There is another sort of thing that is more, I guess, has tints of blue in it, but it is jazz-oriented, so I think that combines those two sorts of things. It is courtesy of the UMS, the University Musical Society of Ann Arbor, that kind of performance consortium put on by University of Michigan. They are bringing in two different performances at the Lydia Mendelson Auditorium, 7 and 9 p.m., and I'm told, as I read the website, these are two different sorts of jazzy performances with different repertoires in each one, courtesy of the singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, joined by the pianist Aaron Deal. They are just finishing up their tour with the Monterey Jazz Festival and the tour that they put on. So you can hear some jazz styling from Cecile McLaurin-Salvant at the UMS.
Well, we are here in February, and February, of course, is Black History Month, so we do have an event for that to feature. Jamie, what is next?
Well, it is the second annual kind of presentation put on by the Black Student Alliance and the National Panhellenic Council from Michigan State University. They're organizing the second annual Black Empowerment Festival, as they're calling it, and they have the theme this year of Black Renaissance. So it's bringing in a lot of people to the third floor of the MSU Union to hear from different African-American business owners. There'll be student performers as well as part of this Empowerment Festival. And again, that's going to be at the MSU Union on Saturday, the 8th of February, starting at 4 o'clock and lasting for a few hours. Now, musically, there is another thing that's courtesy of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra, who are, by the way, an underwriter of WKAR. They have their next performance, but it is, in a way, their first performance in their newly renovated Weatherwax Hall, downtown Jackson. They spent a couple of months on this. Maybe you saw them put up some Facebook videos that they had mid-renovation. Well, it's done. They're having three performances this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, of a traditional program, but also a little bit new. There's some Bach Brandenburg Concerto action, the Hofner Symphony of Mozart, Ravel's Tombeau de Couperin, but a new piece by the Michigan composer Jeremy Crosmer, a concerto for two violas, and anything that brings out the viola, which is a much maligned instrument, is okay with me. And the cool thing about it, the title of the overall program is Bach to the Future.
Oh my gosh.
That's going to be, again, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra at Weatherwax Hall in Jackson.
Now, this last thing on our list is something that I'm really excited to hear about because I am a big fan of Toni Morrison.
Yeah, yeah. Who doesn't love Toni Morrison? Nobel Prize winner for her writing, and her influence is just spectacular. So there is a 2-hour documentary about her called The Pieces I Am, Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am, which is also going to be all this weekend, three different showings at the Flint Institute of Arts in, you know, that cultural area in downtown Flint as well. So you can catch up and maybe, I'm pretty certain, learn a lot of new things about Toni Morrison as well.
The list of things we've talked about today is going to be available at WKAR.org. Of course, as always, it's not everything going on in Michigan, but we do have our community calendar, which is another great resource. That's also at WKAR.org. Jamie Paisley, thank you so much.
Gladly. See you next week.
See you next week.